Indiana University says it relied on a 1969 Dunmeadow Assembly policy when it called state police to enforce a new daytime tent ban during a protest. But what the administration cited isn't actually a policy at all. Ethan Sandweiss reports.
The 1969 trustee resolution does designate Dunmeadow as an assembly zone and says, quote, "Here, members of the university community may express themselves freely on all subjects within the limits of applicable laws and regulations, with or without advance notice." But that original Dunmeadow policy contains no reference to an ad hoc committee or permissions needed for structures, which the administration cited when calling police. Those concepts were added 20 years later in a report by faculty and students responding to anti-apartheid protests. That report was advisory. It was never voted on by the trustees or faculty council, so it never became policy. Nevertheless, it is listed online as official policy of IU. Indiana Public Media asked the administration whether it was aware of the original version and whether its actions were in line with established policy. Spokesman Mark Bode wrote, quote, "This only underscores the need for an updated policy and is precisely why we are confident that the Board of Trustees will bring the clarity needed. The Board of Trustees meets tomorrow and may discuss revisions to the rule." IU faces a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union for its response to the Dunmeadow protests. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.